to a new RFM on air, online and on your smartphone. Amanda McCreed for your morning. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, there's a fantastic concert happening in the Great Hall at the University of Newcastle's Callaghan campus this Sunday. And on the line to tell us all about it is Amy V. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Great to have you. Now, Amy, the concert is called Celebration of Sound and it honours 60 years of talent that has flourished through the Newcastle Conservatorium of Music. Can you tell us about your time at the Con and how it impacted your career as a musician?
Yeah, well, I've had lots of association with the Con over many, many years. I moved back to Newcastle, so I'm Newcastle born, moved back to Newcastle to go to university, and my very first theatre production in Newcastle was Les Miserables.
Was that in 2000?
It was in 2000, all those years ago.
It was, and that was the one that I was in with you.
You were, yeah. How lovely to reconnect in this way.
It is.
Yeah, look, I met so many beautiful people during that time, and it was my introduction to kind of the whole arts scene in Newcastle, and it was so welcoming and so beautiful, and I have so many great memories from that time. And we're actually going to be sharing some of those memories as part of this show. So, you know, I get to perform again with people from that production and people from subsequent productions of Les Miserables in Newcastle. So this lovely sort of coming together of lots of different people. And obviously, you know, we have a 60-piece orchestra, which is made up of a bunch of musicians who've been through the Con and who've studied there and learned there and formed communities and friendships. So it's going to be really beautiful.
Oh, it sounds amazing. So apart from, you know, your musical background and playing songs related to the musical Les Mis, what other music can we expect to hear on the day?
There's going to be a whole array of different genres of music, I believe. They've got, you know, some really great instrumentalists coming back to join the production and some fabulous vocalists from, you know, all different genres. So I think there's going to be a little bit of something for everybody, yeah.
And 90 alumni are brought together as well as current students as well.
That's right, I know. It's incredible.
That's fantastic. Now, you studied at the University of Newcastle. Can you tell us about your course and what you're doing now?
Yeah, so I actually studied psychology at Newcastle Uni, which, you know, I had a great time when I was at uni. It's such a great university and I learned so much, and I actually went on to work in mental health for many, many years after that. And I kept finding that I was coming back to that middle ground between, you know, mental health and the arts. I kept finding myself in that space as kind of an ambassador and a spokesperson for people in the arts when it comes to mental health. And so I kept following that path, and I'm actually now doing a PhD focused on musician wellbeing. So people like myself who are independent musicians who are, you know, working really hard and facing a lot of very specific kind of industry-based challenges in terms of their health. You know, it's a very unregulated industry, and, you know, we work really long hours and we have a lot of risk factors. So I'm all about trying to find ways to not just, you know, help musicians to survive a career in music, but also to be able to thrive and feel really good. So, yeah, that's my passion now.
Oh, well, that sounds great. We've been talking about International Men's Day today. Do you think music improves mental health?
It absolutely does. And, you know, many studies have shown this, and it's why music therapy has become a thing. You know, there's lots of evidence around the benefits of music for us as human beings. But I think the issues really that underlie musicians and their well-being is more kind of occupational. And I think this is particularly the case for men. You know, the music industry continues to be quite a male-dominated field. There's a lot of expectations put on men. And there's a lot of risk factors affecting men. So I think it's something that definitely needs more of our attention. I actually chair a charity that is a music and mental health charity. And it's all about promoting good mental health among musicians. So it's called Listen Up Music. And it's, we basically just bring communities of musicians together and get them supporting each other, because really that's the best thing we can do is, you know, get people on the same page, validating each other's experiences and helping each other by sharing knowledge. So, I think we're getting there. I think we're doing a good job, but there's still plenty more work to do.
That's a great idea. And this concert on the weekend is going to be fantastic, bringing everyone together, and it's going to make everybody so happy. So if anyone wants to go to a concert that you know, it celebrates 60 years of sound and from the conservatorium. It's well worth checking out.
It absolutely is. And like I said, I think there's something for everyone. It's a fabulous sound. I've heard little snippets of it already, and it sounds incredible in the Great Hall. So, yeah, I encourage anybody who loves music to come along.
Okay, well, it's on from 5 till 7, the Great Hall, University of Newcastle, Callaghan Campus. It's called Celebration of Sound. For those wanting to go, tickets are available via our 2NURFM community events calendar. And in a couple of sentences, Amy, why should people attend?
If you love music, if you love community, if you love Newcastle and you want to celebrate it, come along and be part of something special.
Amy V, good luck with the show and thank you so much for chatting.
You're welcome.
This is 2NURFM 103.7.